Alright everyone, this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I actually recorded this under a completely different video, but I didn't hit the record button, so maybe I didn't record at all. I'm a bit tired, maybe that's why. But let's go ahead and talk about what just happened. I had a lot to talk about. I was going to talk about some Earl Gay stuff because GOG, of course, is doing a Adult Games Week, and they've released a lot of adult games, and I've been in the forums. If you guys care, you'll find me under the Grimlord in the GOG forums, basically fighting with people, and maybe, I wouldn't say trolling, but there's this one guy that's very pretentious in there, and I had to call him out. I said, "You sound like you know, the Monopoly Man or something." Like, I hate when people are so pretentious in speech. "Oh, this game's of low quality compared to my..." I'm serious. That's what this guy sounded like. You'll see him in there. And, but let's get on and talk about the important stuff. So today, we had a shooting. This shooting was done by who was most likely an incel by the name of Salvador Ramos. Now, I need to point out something very important. There is a photo of a trans person that has been tied to this person, to Salvador, but it's not him. This person has come out on Reddit. I found a lot of information on that person. The left is definitely trying to discredit that, but they're actually right in this sense, because that person has absolutely nothing to do with Salvador. It's actually something that the far right, for some odd reason, did. I don't know, but they were photoshopping some stuff, and we do have to remember that there are some far right assholes out there. And, you know, not everything is just, you know, all the right is, you know, I'm libertarian, like I said. So, you know, I don't go full hard right or full left. I never have. But what I'm saying here is that basically the person has been attributed for something that they aren't. This trans person is not the shooter. They do not even reside in Texas. They don't live there. They've wanted to make it clear. The photo has gone out to thousands of sites by now, but hopefully it will be, you know, removed. I guess the photo, the news will probably talk about it. They'll probably say this is false. There'll be fact checkers galore. But this person is definitely not tied. They do look similar, but is a completely different person. You can actually tell by the way Salvador looks in his pictures, even though one might say that some of the pictures of Salvador, even on his profile, look a little weird. You notice his cheekbones look a little different in one picture than it does in the picture that the news has been using for him, which is a very incel picture. You notice the way his face looks, very, I guess you'd say prepubescent, very demure. He looks like a weak punk. You know, he looks like a punk. He doesn't have a masculine kind of look. He looks like somebody, some geeky dude that would do it, you know. Just like they picked the weakest photo of this guy. Yep, that's the little slime balls picture. And you know the news does this. The news is all about agendas and things. But there's no doubt in my mind that this guy, you know, who is an absolute psycho and a monster, by the way, is definitely an incel. We'll probably hear more about it. Now, one might say, why did he choose children? And I have a theory. This is just my theory. We haven't had any information released as of this video. But what I am thinking is because incels are very, very interested with this whole trad wife crap. They basically want to be trads. They basically want a trad wife to have their kids with and everything. And maybe he decided to take out these kids because he, of course, couldn't have any. And he thought, well, if I can't have any, these kids shouldn't live. And he deprived these people of their kids. Maybe he felt that he was in pain, so everybody else should feel in pain. There's a lot of reasons for these black pillars to do the things they do. And that's not to say that every single incel is bad. Obviously, there's several that aren't, and I mean, even Richard that I interviewed, he's, you know, he's said straight up, many of these people do kill themselves. So, it's just something that happens, and it's very unfortunate, that they do that, that they, you know, very unfortunate. Let me add to that. It's very unfortunate they kill themselves and not actually get the kind of help they need, but some guys are at a position where I don't even know if help would help them. Like, I was talking with the guy that does Rock and Roll Dolls, Nightmare. And basically, I call it Rock and Roll Dolls, but he calls it Rock and Roll and Dolls. I like Rock and Roll Dolls, but, you know, it's his thing. Anyway, what I'm saying is, this guy is a fucking monster. What he did is absolutely monstrous. It's the most demonic thing. To take the lives of children, like, we were all kids once. Don't you remember being a kid? What if you went to school, like, alright, I'm trying to think about myself as a kid. I love playing video games, you know, playing the Super Nintendo back in 95, going home and playing video games. Like, that was something I looked forward to. And, of course, my father was very strict. I could only play video games on the weekends and for a certain amount of time. That's all I was allotted. And if it was a nice day, I had to go outside. So on a day where I knew I was going to be able to play some video games, I got very excited. Now, think about if some nutcase had went into my school and killed me. Like, all that cool stuff that you wanted to do is over. Like, you're watching X-Men or Batman or Power Rangers or whatever, and you get into that stuff, and now you never know how it ends. So you gotta think about the kids watching the anime that they like. You know, there's kids, they probably wanted to know what happened in Demon Slayer. They probably wanted to see that. They probably wanted to see One Punch Man Season 3. They probably wanted to see a lot of different things, you know. Yeah, these are young kids, but there's a lot of young kids into this kind of stuff. They probably wanted to see the Dragon Ball stuff that's coming out, you know, Naruto and all that kind of stuff. They love manga now. They love anime now. Kids love this stuff. And they won't get to see that now because some nutcase decided to become judge, jury, and executioner and take the lives of these children. And not to mention the fact that they also took the lives of the teacher. Two teachers. And that's horrible too. Now say what you want about the school system, and I know the Colorado thing is fucked. We talked about that. That's absolutely fucked. But this is just a no-no. This is absolutely horrible. You don't take people's lives just because you feel entitled to something. You don't take people's lives to begin with, you know? And it's ridiculous. Like, to take people's lives in cold blood because you feel entitled to something you're not getting, or you can't deal with your life's problems, that you have to take it out on other people, that you have to enact your vengeance on other people like some kind of fucking anime villain. Like, those kids are never coming back. Those parents are going to have to deal with psychological issues that are going to take years, maybe even decades, to heal. Their kids are gone, man. Like, they're not coming back. There's mothers and fathers right now looking at pictures of their kids, and they're in just disbelief. Like, this fucking asshole did this. And, you know, there is one thing I will say, though. Because one of the guys that had pointed out to me about this guy being not being the trans person, basically, I checked their profile, and from California. And they had one thing to say that really kind of bugged me. And, yeah, it's California. And I'm kind of like, what is going on? How do you people in California put up with this? But basically, the guy said this. And he said, the guy's name is Salvador Ramos. And he is not Hispanic because he's a GOP supporter. I'm like, huh? Okay. So, if this guy's not Hispanic, then do his parents get sued for culturally appropriating his name? He clearly looks Hispanic to me. Clearly looks like a Hispanic guy to me. Clearly has a Hispanic name. You know, sorry Juan and Pablo and Pedro. And, you know, I've known a lot of guys with Hispanic names. He is a little white, is he? But he still has Hispanic features. Clearly, he's not. I mean, you look at the picture that the police are using, that the news media is using. He's clearly Hispanic. You know, I've dated a lot of, and I've dated a Hispanic woman. I've friends with, you know, Hispanic woman. Hell, I even had a Hispanic woman sleep in my bed a couple of days. You know, I've got nothing against Hispanic women. Now she was Puerto Rican. The other one, she was Mexican-American. But the other one was Puerto Rican. And, yeah, basically I know a lot about that culture. So, like, she doesn't altogether look like, you know, tan. She has kind of a white, but is she full-on white? No, and neither was he. You can clearly tell there's tan in his skin, and I'm not talking about the tan that you use from a bronzer. He's Mexican. I'm sorry. Just because you support something that the left doesn't believe in doesn't mean you can't be a minority anymore. They're trying so hard to put him in the white, right-wing, white supremacist category, which doesn't make any sense because he's not white, clearly not a supremacist, and probably had other things going on, like, I don't know, the whole incel thing. They're like, oh, but incels are all white. No, they're not. And again, this isn't a whole thing on all incels. This is basically a drag on the incels that are violent and want to do horrible things to people. You don't have the right, and you shouldn't have the right to take the lives of other people, especially, you know, people you don't know, people you never walked in the shoes of, people that didn't even have a chance to grow and experience the world. And even if the generation you might think is awful, and I mean, we don't know what Gen A will be, or the next gen, is it we Gen B? Are these elementary students Gen B? I don't even know. What the fuck comes after A? But, anyway, this new generation, yeah, they didn't get a chance to even grow. All them kids from Texas, we don't know what they would have been. We don't know what would have happened. What if there's like some war or something, and there was like some, one of these kids was supposed to be like a brave warrior that fought and, I don't know, defeated the robots. Maybe grim, you know, experiments get out of control and we have killer waifu robots going around. The only man that can stop him was a man that was killed in Texas, you know? I mean, I'm just saying here. We don't know that. We don't know what would have happened. Like, 20 years from now? 30 years from now? We might have been talking about politicians. We might have been talking about artists. We might have been talking about... We don't know the potential that those kids have. And every human being has potential. And that potential is lost. What if it was a great storyteller? What if it was somebody that was going to really change the world? You know, and even if it wasn't somebody that was going to change the world or make things better, I mean, it was still a life. It's still a life that didn't get a chance, you know? And that always hurts. You know, so that's what I think about this. I think it's absolutely awful that we lost untold, you know, possibility. We don't know what would have happened. Would it have been the next Elon Musk, the next Texas billionaire? We don't know. We honestly don't know what would have happened if these kids were going to be. You know, and that's what sucks. You know, all these horrible things that happen, killing people. We don't know what potential they had, you know. And I'm not saying that, oh, well, you don't have, some people don't have. Some people don't. And that's fine. You still deserve to live. You still deserve a chance to explore the world and experience the world. You don't deserve to be gunned down at like 5 or 6. I mean, you don't even know what the world is yet. You're still looking at Cocomelon and stuff like that, or whatever they're into. DP tells me about all the stuff that the kids are into these days. I sort through it when I do the party stuff, you know. But they still like Batman and all that, you know. And that sucks. There'll probably be some other Batman adventures that they might want to play. They won't be able to play anymore, you know. It's awful. Like, you just have to think about it. What if it was you, you know, and you were a young kid, and now all the things that you love, like, they're gone. Your whole world, everything you dreamed about, what you were gonna do, like, all that is gone. You know, yeah, I know the world's a really corrupt place, and it corrupts the youth, and but there's still good things out there, you know, and I'm not going to put this all, the kids were spared from the evil or whatever. And some people might try to spin that argument, but that's not a good argument. Because it doesn't even account what's going to go on in the next couple of years. Again, we might have had very brilliant minds in this area that are gone now, lost, you know. So, it personalities. Humans just destroyed. You know, we talk about abortion being, you know, a terrible thing in a lot of cases with these thoughts. But some idiot going in there and taking the lives of born children that have lived and, you know, gotten to experience things, gotten to grow, and, you know, they were learning their letters and numbers and, you know, hopefully, you know, how to acclimate to the world. And now it's done. Like, they'll never have that chance. You know? It's sad, really. So, and of course, the bad thing about it is we have to think about what's going on right now. Well, what's going on right now? We've got inflation. It's pretty high. Good gas prices. Going to $10 in places like Washington State. It's all kind of convenient. And some people might want to spin, oh, well, if he killed kids, of course the government will try to ban guns or stop gun or impose gun restrictions. And of course, usually what happens in situations when you have mass, like, all right, let's just be honest here. We're getting into high gas prices, which equals high diesel prices, which equals high prices for supply chain shortages, okay? Supply chain shortages, food shortages, shit that people go crazy, and obviously there'll be riots, and if there are riots, well, you're gonna need military to come in there and quell them. Now, it's gonna be a lot harder to quell a armed populace. So, if you get rid of all their guns, well, it's gonna be a lot easier to tell them, oh, yep, you're going here, you're going to the quarantine camps, oh, you have monkeypox, oh, you have COVID, oh, you have this, up to the camps you go, all right this way, yep, they'll do it, they'll try to say, oh, you can't leave your house anyway, they'll home quarantine people, how you gonna make your money, how you gonna eat, government don't care, we could really get into a bad situation here, so, he's pressuring Congress. He's been pressuring Congress. We have this Brooklyn shooter. That's weird if we have all these shooters all of a sudden, right? It's like, all these shooters again. It's almost like the Bilderberg had some idea with it. So, I don't know. Of course, you know, and again, people say, oh, we targeted kids. It's definitely a gay op. I don't know. It might be a gay op. But I will say one thing. There was apparently this Twitter, his Twitter profile, Instagram profile. I don't even know if this is real. But it says something like biggest op on it. And if that is true, then it's maybe pointing himself out as something like that. Maybe he is a patsy. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't trust the government. I never have. And I don't know what they're doing. Some people may say, oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I don't have the answers, you know? Like, go with your best guess on this. We're in very weird times. I've talked a lot about the WEF and what they want to do. And we talked a lot about Bilderberg and all that kind of stuff. We talked a lot about the elites. We talked a lot about all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's gonna come to face eventually. So this might just be the fucking straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to guns. I don't know what's gonna happen. TFM's probably gloom and doom right now. Doom and gloom, whatever. But, you know, it's bad. It's just a bad thing. It sucks, and we're gonna have to deal with it, unfortunately. I don't even know if I'm using this footage before, but whatever, guys. I don't care. It doesn't really matter, as long as, I mean, you guys are listening to me, right? And, I will just go from there. We don't know what's next. We have no idea what the next phase of all this will be. Maybe you can hold on to your guns. Like, I know a lot of you have them for protection. You don't want people to bust in. You don't want a tyrannical government or a crazy military or whatever. Like, I know a lot of you are over my cold dead hands. They'll have to take it from my cold dead hands, you know, stuff like that. Or over my dead body, you know, stuff. That's what you guys are talking about. So, yeah, this could make it harder for you. This could definitely make it more difficult. And that's just something you're going to have to deal with. At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord. And, you know, I had the the Arrowgate stuff to talk about. I guess we can end this and talk about the whole Arrowgate thing. So basically, GOG, to many people's upset, has decided to do a week of mainly adult games. First, they released some games from Kagura, which I knew they were going to. They've been releasing Kagura for a while. And then they released some games from... Was it? Yeah, Yuzusoft. Yuzusoft, Neon. Now remember, Neon is always Mosaic. So if you don't like Mosaic, you won't like it. The games I can recommend are Senran Baka, Sabbath of the Witch, and there's, what is that other one? Riddle Joker. I don't know so much about the other one, the cafe one. Like, that didn't seem to interest me, but it is their newest title, and you might like it. It's also the most expensive right now in their sale. But these games are, they do have their unrated DLC, which, again, just adds the scenes, but it contains mosaics. Mosaics are just a thing with some companies. You're going to have to deal with it. I'm sorry. Even Alisoft is doing it now. It's just going to happen. Just be glad for games where there aren't mosaics, you know? Because I don't know how long those are going to last. Japan is changing. And one thing that I did talk about with this one guy, Marcus, he's been pretty much shunned from Jast USA and all that. We couldn't even mention his name in the server. He pissed off Blood Nose pretty bad. But basically, okay. The guy is right. He said he looked on Getchu and he found like 27 visual novels coming out so far in Japan. And he says that mainly visual novels are dying out, becoming a thing of the past. And he says that they're being replaced with gacha, which is a thing. And they also did say that Alisoft is putting out half games. They are. It is very... Look, can't lie. Donadona is ripe for the mobile market. It's the top-selling game on DL site right now. It proves that the Japanese want this format. They like this kind of stuff. They're more mobile-oriented. They want these kinds of games. There's more money in these kinds of games. So we may be seeing a dwindling market. And he was right about a lot of the visual novels coming out being, you know, third-party stuff that's not really high-grade, you know, big publishers. That's true. That's true. And yes, we do still have a lot of these visual novels to come in the United States or other parts, the West in general, because there are so many, you know, basically that haven't been, you know what I mean to say. There's so many that haven't been released yet, and there's just so many more coming. So we'll see how this works. But, you can always pick up the Western games. There's actually some of those. The Being a Dicks are, well, if you want to call $40 a sale for everything I bought, which is the Being a Dick Season 1 and 2 and Acting Lessons, it's a good deal. That stuff is all there. So if you want to pick those games up, they're there. You can also get them separately if you want. I would recommend getting them all in a pack. The Venus Bloods are there. They're having a sale. They're having a sale on all their adult content right now, including their new games. And they've also released some new titles from Arrowgate Japan, which I've never heard of. I've heard of the titles, but I haven't heard of this publisher. They basically release Sweet Home, or Seed of the Dead Sweet Home, which is the sequel, and it was released in secret, a stealth release on GOG that wasn't even announced. And then got announced later on as part of the Seed of the Dead Part 1, which, again, does not have any demosaic patch. There's no way to take the mosaics off Seed of the Dead. You can check it. There's nothing that's ever been made to fix it, so it sucks as far as that's concerned. But the game's still fun, right? Some people said they like Sweet Home better. I haven't played the first one, so we'll see. Also, you have... Trap Guardian, Trap Dungeon. There's three games of trap stuff. They're visual novels. I'm not into traps, but if you like traps, they are giving you trap games. And finally, They're also giving you Rabbit Burn, which is a game me and DP played a long time ago. And yeah, I bought it, and I want to go ahead and play it again for you guys, because it's one of the most unique and weird games I've ever played. So, I hope you guys will check those games out, and I don't know what else is coming, but even the mod had to apologize. People were upset with Days of Erotic Games. They weren't happy. Even though Songs of Conquest got released today, it wasn't enough, or a couple days ago, it wasn't enough. There's too much erotic games, there's too much adult games, and they said they apologize, and they will, you know, work on bringing other games, and of course, I told them don't apologize, it's bullshit, and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, go check that stuff out while it's still available. And this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens.